joining us on the line is Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District. Senator Dozier, good Tuesday. How are you, sir?
I'm doing real good, Rob, and hello to Greg.
Hello.
I'm looking forward to spending a little time with you.
Well, Senator, talk to us about this bill that you and other Republican senators are concerned about that would slash in-person schooling on the heels of, well, parents fighting to have their kids back in school due to COVID. What is SB 5735, and why is this such a concern to you and your peers?
Well, basically, Rob, what it's going to do is reduce classroom instruction time by 20%. By counting asynchronous learning as part of synchronous learning. So asynchronous, the definition of this is asynchronous learning involves students viewing a lot of recorded content on their own time, whereas synchronous learning is the learning is live, which also counts remote instruction. And obviously we know that our test scores of our school-aged children have dropped dramatically in the last year. It's something that has concerned all of us, I think, as parents, if you have kids in school. And this is a huge mistake by not having your children in school for 20% of the time. So we're going to have to try to do something about this. It's actually going to be heard tomorrow at 10:30 in the committee that I sit on.
So, Senator Dozier, let me ask, how would they propose to track this asynchronous education or this form of education, as they call it, and be able to determine that students are actually doing it?
Well, I am not really sure how that can be done because you're basically, there will be no instruction, no teacher for you to log into. So you'll be hopefully logging in and doing your homework on your own is the way I understand the way it's going to be, with no interaction with an instructor. So we already know that 70% of K-12 students failed to meet the math standard and 53% of K-12 failed to meet the standards in English in the past year. And now we are taking that away from our children, instruction time.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line.
Senator Dozier, Greg Neft here, glad you're with us. But, you know, it's interesting, to use a tired phrase, this sounds like the inmates being allowed to run the asylum. I mean, not comparing students to inmates, of course, but the paradigm is there. Oh, is it just to give teachers an extra day off? Is that what this is all about? I'm trying to figure out the why behind this.
Well, I think it started out as an emergency ruling, is my understanding, by the State Board of Education when COVID first hit. When kids were out of school to be able to count those hours as instructional hours. And so basically what Senate Bill 5735 does, it codifies the current rulemaking by the State Board of Education and basically incorporates it into remote learning and makes it a permanent law if the wishes be that of, I guess, of the school boards.
I mean, I suppose you could turn the tables on this whole thing and say, hey, you know what, if the kids are going to be in school less, maybe we don't have to spend so much money on the facilities themselves. But, I mean, what is the advantage to teachers for here? I'm just trying to figure that out.
I'm not sure what the advantage is for the teachers. I don't know if this is something that our actual teachers are pushing for or not. This just kind of popped up here that I saw a couple of days ago, and it's really, I guess, caught fire here, and which is really what I wanted to be able to do, is be able to get on your show and let parents know what's going on and how to be able to make their voices heard, even if they don't do it personally or testify. There are ways to object to this bill.
Now, Senator Dozier, one question I would have regarding this is if it does begin to move forward and there's an opportunity to put amendments forward on this, Could we see potentially an amendment for you or one of your peers that it would also, since it's going to reduce 20% of the time that students spend in the classroom, could that also be used as an amendment to reduce teacher salaries by 20%?
No, I don't, really don't know that we would be the ones to reduce the salary. It may be more of a funding issue, but there's other bills out there right now, stabilization funding bills, to make up for lost students in the district. That's another Senate bill, 5563, stabilization funds. Obviously, enrollment is down in our public schools, and a lot of our schools have budgeted for this school year based on numbers from a couple of years ago. So there is obviously a potential shortfall in these school districts because of lack of students. I've had quite a few meetings just recently with different school districts, and I mean within the last 2 days, discussing some of these bills. And so this is what's getting real interesting is, yes, we have another bill too, Senate Bill 5537, that reduces the compulsory age of school attendance from 8 to 5, so putting kids in school sooner. This K-12 committee has been very active in the first 8 days of the session here.
I guess, Senator, more the point, my question is, we continue to see, and as you cited earlier, we all know the issues with the with the test scores. Now we're talking about removing kids out of the classroom for 20%. I'm waiting to see a bill similar to what Oregon passed last year that will remove the proficiency requirements for high school seniors to show they can read, write, and do math. I'm getting to the point wondering why, if we're going to be doing all this and we're going to keep kids out of school more, why do we need teachers? What are they teaching?
That's a good question. You know, there again, too, I don't know that this is a teacher decision to do that. My thoughts are that as a teacher, they want to do what's best for their students also, and try to get them a good education. It'll be interesting to see how this moves forward and what the testimony is going to be like and who's going to be testifying against that or for that tomorrow, Rob, during that committee hearing that starts at 10:30.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District here, and I agree with you, Senator. I don't think this is a teacher-proposed initiative. I don't think the teachers are necessarily in favor of this or backing this, but things like this can have an indirect impact on them, and at least from what I see, because if you continue going down this road and you are going to continue to do schooling in this regard, then you are eliminating your need for as many as exist, and therefore makes it more difficult to keep as many teachers. Am I seeing this incorrectly?
Well, I think you're saying it correctly, and I think it's even a bigger picture than that, Rob. So if you look at the maybe parents that are extremely opposed to this, and it does pass, how many bonds will be passed? How many levies will be passed? This will have some pretty dramatic effects, I think, on parents that are upset with this. And if you think about it, too, you know, if you take your children out of school, let's look how difficult that was this last year with COVID, with parents trying to find child care if they needed to, or themselves not being able to go to work. Right now, these parents are back working again. What are they going to do if their children are home 1 day a week again?
And then do you see these parents looking to the state or the school district for reimbursement for the fact that they are taking time away from their jobs or whatever to basically do the job that they are expecting the schools to do?
Well, that's ultimately where this heads to. You see, that's something that needs to be addressed, I think, in this committee meeting tomorrow. I think it's going to have a negative effect on our schools, and not just only the students, but I think on the schools. There'll be some, like I say, it'll be hard to pass some of these levies, Rob.
Couldn't agree with you more, Senator. We're talking to Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line.
And Senator Dozier, one other thing that we haven't talked about yet. I mean, remote learning, guess what? That requires somewhat sophisticated electronic equipment that not everybody has access to. I mean, you've got, you know, libraries, I suppose, but not everybody can get there. I mean, that's another concern here. How are kids going to get the equipment that they need if on a permanent basis? Because let's face it, not everybody can afford that.
No, that's very true. And again, I think what we see in a lot of our smaller rural school districts, especially when you move east, well, I mean, we've got it over there in the 16th anyway, too, where bad internet service. And where are you going to be able to do that? And how well is it going to work? We have issues right now, even here, sitting here in my office on the Capitol here. We have times when the entire screen freezes and or you lose connection. So this is, it's a, again, a detriment to the student and their ability to learn. We obviously know, and even the governor has said that, that in-person instruction is the best thing for these students. Well, then why are we even entertaining this thought right now?
You know, Senator Dozier, as we look a little bit deeper at this bill and we look at the sponsors, it's similar. I mean, it's the usual suspects with this, which I can't help but wonder, while the teachers themselves individually may not necessarily be on board with this, seeing who the sponsors of this bill are, Senators Dingra, Lovick, Wellman, and also Senator Wilson, not on the Republican side, but Senator Claire Wilson.
Yes, Democrat.
Yes, Senator Claire Wilson, Democrat. I mean, is the WEA part of this bill?
Well, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. I would tend to think maybe there is some influence there.
Senator Dozier, I do look forward to hearing the comments at this hearing, and we certainly hope that that your guess that this is going to be a negative impact on the schools and negative impact on children's education is heard during this hearing, because if this bill moves forward once again, you wind up creating, it seems to me, sir, another badly thought out bill, another bad concept. That could potentially become bad policy. And we've had enough of those bills over the last couple of years that have resulted in bad policy. We really don't need any more.
So that's very true. And Rob, if I could real quick, I would like people, if they have the opportunity to do it, to be able to, even if you just, you don't have to testify on the bill, but if you either say whether you're pro or con, it's real easy to do. There's a link you can go to. The easiest thing, if, rather than me tell you what the link is, go to my Senate email address, which is perry.dozier@ledge.wa.gov, and just send a quick note saying you'd like the link to be able to testify at this Senate hearing tomorrow for SB 5735, and Tiffany will get you back a email on the link, and all you have to do is click on it, and you can at least get your voice heard that way. That's extremely important if you can do it, because we look at the number of pros and cons on a bill. Not, it doesn't necessarily mean who's actually voice testifying. We need the numbers. We need the strength in numbers.
Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District, thank you for your time this afternoon, sir. Appreciate you joining us. And certainly we'll get that information out there again, people, so that they can take those steps and contact or send something to your email and request that link.
Perfect.
Senator Dozier, thanks again for your time. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again a little bit later on in the session. Going to take a time out.